Calling 101. We're connecting you to Police Scotland. If you require an alternative force, press hash. Please say the name of the police force you'd like to be connected to.
Aberdeenshire.
Once again?
Aberdeenshire.
Sorry, please hold for a 101 operator who can help. Thank you for calling 101. We have not been able to identify where you are calling from. Please hold while we put you through to an operator who will direct your call. Hello, 101 operator, which police force should require?
Inverurie, please.
Inverurie, okay, if you see on the line, I'll connect you through.
Okay.
That's it, ringing for you now. Thank you for holding. Your call will be answered in turn by the next available advisor. Your call will be answered in turn by the next available advisor.
I wish to make an inquiry about a child abuser working in a children's home.
Okay, what's the inquiry?
Well, I reported this quite some time ago, several times in fact, and she was also reported during the process of an investigation into child sex abuse.
Okay.
At that very same home when he was there in the 70s. Now, and I believe prior to the 70s, because I have records demonstrating that I was at that home as possibly as early as 1968. So the child abuser is Paul Morrell.
Okay.
As far as I'm aware, he is the officer in charge. I have been informed that, but I was later informed that it was a Wilma Stickle. I record all my conversations, and I've recorded every conversation in relation to me reporting this matter.
Okay.
And now I want to know, as this person has abused me as a child, I need to know if he is still there.
Okay. So this is something that you've reported previously to police?
Exactly what I have said.
Okay. And so if this is something that's been investigated and it's a Wilma Stickle, you thought it was...
I'm not going to go over this again with you. The person in question we're referring to is Paul Morrell. I made that absolutely clear. Now, the matter has been reported to you on more than one occasion over at least 2 years. I would say around, I think it was 2006.
Okay, shouting at me isn't going to help. I
yeah, well, interrupting
you
when I'm providing you with the necessary information just tends to irritate me.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, but I haven't had anything to do with this in the past, so I don't know.
Now, I wish to know if this person is still working at Hubble Hall.
Well, obviously, I need some information in order to make those inquiries.
Paul Morrell.
Information for you.
Paul Morrell is his name.
Yes, okay, I've got that, but that's not enough for me to go and find out what the circumstances are of what's happened without any investigation. What's your name, sir?
Andrew Buckley.
And what's your address, Mr. Buckley?
13/6 Hammersmith Place, Edinburgh.
Okay, and is your home telephone number or your contact telephone number?
0131 476 0038.
Okay. And do you have any reference numbers for any TV's contact with ourselves or...?
I've never ever been given... I've got an NSPCC sheet somewhere. Because I reported it to them also, although they have omitted it from the report they sent me under the Data Protection Act, but they themselves, I don't think they realised that I have also been recording them, despite me telling them that.
Alright, so very when was the last time you had contact with police regarding this?
The last time would have been maybe 2-3 months ago.
2-3 months ago, okay. And what's the name of the children's home?
Cobham Hall, and it's on Old Kenley Road.
Cobham Hall.
Cobblehaugh.
Okay.
Right, now let's see. Files. Because I'm getting really annoyed today. Maybe she played back a recording. Now which shall I go for? I'll go for Todd. Do you have an officer there called Todd? Alison Todd.
Possibly, yes,
I think I shall see how long this conversation goes on. For 3 minutes, that's the same one.
Yes, it's Alison Todd. Do you want to make this a meeting? I'll go and see what I can find and give you a call back, Mr. Buckingham.
One more. I've got a G.C. McDowell, D.I. Jones, Skyrim. Let me see what the title of that is. McDowell. Let me get the full title. I think I caught them sleeping. D.I. Jones. I've not got the... I'll have to bring the... Take out the... Oh, I hate this machine.
Yes, so there is an ongoing inquiry into this at the moment.
You know that there is an ongoing inquiry. Are you aware... Okay, that was a mention of somebody called DC or DS McDowell.
Okay.
I have all the conversations. I'm getting really bothered with this. Now, I am entitled to information. You're causing me actual pain, so therefore you are...
Okay, I'm also going to do my best to go and find out and get someone to come back.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so I'll get back to you, all right?
Are you going to call me back on the on hold?
No, I'll phone you back if that's okay.
Okay, this phone accepts messages and I have to go out and get some shopping for eating as I am seriously damaged by the abuses that I was subject to as a child in this institution that I spoke of.
Okay.
You can leave a message, but if the message does not provide me with enough information, or I'm not happy with that information, I shall be phoning back. So please give me a direct number in the message, also, at the very beginning. And one moment, please, to the officer in charge of the inquiry.
Okay, well, unfortunately, we can't do that, because there are no direct dial numbers within the police force.
I have got one for the anti-terrorist and, I think, serious crime unit in Grampian. That's strange that you're not giving me one.
Okay, we don't give out direct dial numbers. I won't
very much.
Do that, okay.
Do please leave a message and your name. Can I have your name, please?
My name's Lauren.
And are you a police officer or a call handler?
I'm a police staff member. I'm not an officer.
I do apologise for the harsh treatment.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.